What do you do at WNET?
So I work for a new news program that just started up last April. It's called Need to Know on PBS. So what I do specifically is I work as their social media community coordinator. So I handle all their Facebook accounts and their Twitter accounts and sort of reader engagement.
Okay. And how long have you been working there?
Since last April. So about 9 months, a little more.
Okay. So, yeah, of course, the big deal is that your father is now the mayor of San Francisco.
Yep.
Well, he was sort of a mystery to people here. A lot of people hadn't really heard his name, considering his long service, you know, as a public servant. So I think a lot of people here are just wondering, I mean, on a personal level, what kind of guy is he like? What's your experience of him growing up?
Well, my experience of him growing up was he definitely had high standards for us as, you know, just as a father. He wasn't, you know, anything like the Tiger Mom or anything like that, but he definitely had high standards. But, I mean, we sort of pushed ourselves a lot to meet those standards, so it wasn't like he really had to push us or anything. But he always had a sense of humor, I guess is a big thing that people know him by. He's got sort of a cheesy goofball sense of humor, I guess, like the way most dads do. So I think that's sort of a defining factor.
Right. Can you give us an example of that?
It's just sort of, you know, bad puns here and there.
So during the Board of Supervisors debate, obviously, you know, you were following that pretty closely. And that was a real big to-do here. There was a lot of just sort of turmoil that went on. And I was just wondering how that was for you and your family, especially considering some of the criticism that came out of your father, such as Chris Daly, who, you know, sort of accused him of being just part of the status quo and not being a real progressive and things of that nature. How was that for you and your family?
By the time that all the debate really started, we were on vacation in Hong Kong, and so I actually came back a little early, so I wasn't there to see a lot of the rest of my family's reactions. But, I mean, I definitely had some communication with them about it. A lot of it really wasn't personal attacks against him. So, I mean, we weren't really bothered by it or anything. It seemed to be a big thing against process, and I mean, which is just kind of a separate issue altogether. But my dad's a really calm guy, so, I mean, he never kind of, you know, raised anything about it. My family was just kind of really interested to just see what was going to happen. I think that's what we were just kind of on edge to see what was going to happen in the next coming days.
Right. And did this take you completely by surprise, just the fact that he was even brought up as a candidate?
Well, we knew for a while that he was in the running, not the running, but he was one of the people being considered. So we knew that people wanted him to do it, and people had, you know, gone up to him and asked him to do it, but he repeatedly said no because he just never had any interest. So we knew that it was a possibility, but we didn't really think it was a realistic one because he just didn't want to do it. And so that was the thing that surprised us, that, you know, he eventually sort of came around.
What do you think changed his mind about actually accepting, you know, the position?
You know, I really don't know. I think it's just a lot of people said that he was sort of the nonpartisan choice. And so he was kind of the compromise choice. So I guess once he realized, you know, that he might save a lot of headaches by leaving his name in there, that's maybe what came around.
Well, what's it like for you now and for your family that, you know, your father's obviously in the limelight? And how are you guys dealing with this sort of heightened level of scrutiny?
It's really interesting just to see that all of these papers and, you know, blogs are covering him now. It's just a little bit odd. We're really proud of him. So, I mean, we don't really... we're just kind of amazed still. We're still a little bit in shock. But overall, it's just kind of, we're collecting everything. We're just really proud of him.
And did you have a chance to see that fake Twitter feed that came out?
Oh, which one? I've seen plenty.
Oh, there's actually more than one? I only saw the one that, you know, that sort of focused on his mustache.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm aware of that one.
And how's that for you, you know, the fact that there's a lot of humor maybe at his expense a little bit?
I think it's kind of funny. I grew up, like, seeing him with a mustache, so I'm just kind of, like, a little bit weirded out that everybody's so fascinated by it these days. But I do have to say, I mean, when I was a kid, I thought when I drew stick figures, I always drew the men with mustaches because I didn't think it looked right without one. So, I mean, I guess that is sort of, like, a big thing.
Okay. And, you know, as I'm sure you know, or you do know, that he was at the White House the other night along with Gene Kwan. Have you had a chance to talk to him about what it was like at the state dinner?
I didn't get to talk to him after he went, but I texted him just to see what it was like. I asked him if it was magical, and he responded, yes, absolutely magical. So, I mean, it sounds like he had a really great time. But I haven't had a chance to talk to with him in depth about it because he's been so busy.
Okay. And when you think the next time you will see your father is?
I'm flying back home for Chinese New Year. So I'm going to see him then, for the Chinese New Year parade, more specifically.
So let's just briefly talk about, as a Chinese American, and you touched on this a little bit in your blog post, you know, how do you feel that your father is now kind of a transformative figure, in, just in the sense that he's one of the first to run a major city?
I feel like his position as mayor now really shed a lot of light on a lot of the civil rights work that he did in the past, which I think is a great thing because, I mean, this is a big step, you know, being mayor for just as Asian Americans. But he did so much work in progressing things for the whole community before he got to this point. So, I mean, he was a transformative figure before he even got there. So I think now it's being recognized, which is a big deal. And it's just the public factor just lets everybody see it and recognize it.